afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Michelle, moderator for this conference. Welcome to the conference call of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, arranged by Concept Investor Relations to discuss its Q1 FY2024. We have with us today Commodore P.R. Hari, Indian Navy, retired, Chairman and Managing Director, and Sri R.K. Dash, Director, Finance and CFO. At this moment, all participants are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question and answer session. At that time, if you have a question, please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Please note this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the floor to Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Ladies and gentlemen, a very good afternoon to each one of you. I'm Commodore P.R. Hari, Chairman Managing Director, GRSC, and with me, I have here Sri R.K. Dash, Director of Finance and the Chief Finance Officer, and Sri Sandeep Mahapatra, the Company Secretary. At the outset, let me thank each one of you for taking time out to attend our earnings call to discuss Q1 FY24 results. FY24 has started on a very vibrant note for GRSC, with the shipyard recording the best ever quarterly results in the history of the company. Before I elaborate on the financial results, I shall touch upon few of the highlights of our physical performance during the quarter. We have delivered, as far as deliveries, ship deliveries are concerned, we have delivered one vessel, a passenger cargo ferry, to the Cooperative Republic of Guyana. And the formal delivery was held on 23rd of April 2023. As far as the project milestones go, we launched 3 warships during the quarter, with 2 ships being launched on a single day, that is 13th of June 2023, the 3rd anti-submarine shallow water craft and the 4th survey vessel launch. I'm also happy to inform you that we concluded a contract with the Indian Navy for tenant number 30mm naval standard gun with an order value of approximately 250 crores. We had also launched an All India Startup Challenge Competition, Games 2023, GRSC Accelerated Innovation Nurturing Scheme, basically to tap the startup ecosystem of the nation to enhance the efficiency of the shipyard in new technology adoption. This was done on 22nd May 2023. Again, happy to inform you that we have launched an underwater autonomous vessel. This was done by the Chairman DRDO, Defense Research and Development Organization, and Secretary R&D during the last month. We also signed a memorandum of understanding with Kongsberg, Finland, for localization of water for the ships being constructed by GRSC and the other shipyards for the Navy and the Coast Guard. Arguably, the most important event in the history of the shipyard, the launch of a major warship by the Honorable President of India, was held as late, as recently as 17th of August 2023. On this day, the third P-17 Alpha, Junagiri, was launched. As far as our order book position goes, as on 30th of June 2023, our order book stands at a healthy 24,546 crores. This comprises of 6 projects, including projects for the Indian Navy. These four projects comprise of 19 warships, 3 P-17 Alpha stealth frigates, 8 anti-submarine shallow water crafts, 4 next generation ocean going patrol vessels, and 4 survey vessels large. In addition, as I have stated during the last conference call too, that we are constructing an electric ferry for the government of Bangladesh and a petrol vessel project for the government of West Bengal. As on date, the order book value of the P-17 Alpha project, which forms a major chunk of our order book, is ₹13,745 crores, with the AHB shallow craft project comprising of 8 ships contributing to 5,438 crores and the next generation ocean-going patrol vessel 3,400 crores and the survey vessel around 1,300 crores. Our ship repair segment has also taken off in a very positive manner, and we have concluded 2 refits of Coast Guard ships during the quarter, the Q1 of FY24. As far as the execution plan of the ongoing projects go, based on our bid strategy and the current project progress, the P-17 Alpha ships are expected to be delivered from mid-2025 to mid-2026. That is August 2025, the first ship is planned to be delivered, and the third ship is planned to be delivered during August 2026. As far as the survey vessel large project is concerned, this is the first ship project. The first ship is currently undergoing the contractor fee trial. That means it is reaching a project maturity level wherein the ship is being readied for trial and delivery. We intend delivering this ship by the end of this calendar year, and the second ship during early 2024. The third and the fourth ships are expected to be delivered during FY25. As regards the ASW shallow water craft project is concerned, of the 8 ships, 3 have already been launched, and we intend launching 1 more vessel during the current calendar year and 2 more vessels during the first quarter, last quarter of the current financial year, that is early 2024. We intend delivering one of these ships, the first ASW shallow water craft, during the current financial year, expected to be delivered between February and March 2024. As far as the further progress of this entire project is concerned, we intend completing this project by FY27. The next generation electric ferry project is going on smoothly, and the vessel is planned to be delivered in the current calendar year, perhaps towards the end of the current calendar year. So the project, the next generation ocean-going patrol vessel, the contract was signed on 30th of April this year. We have started off on a positive note, and we intend starting production during the current quarter. The 30mm naval standard gun project is also going on fine, and we intend completing this project during FY24-25. This in a nutshell gives you an overview of our physical performance, our order book position, and the execution plan of the current order book. Coming to our financial performance, as I stated, Q1 results have been the best in the history of the company, with both the revenue from operations and the profit after tax touching new heights. Year on year, the revenue from operations have gone up by 30% from 579 crores to 756 crores. And our total income from 620 crores to 826 crores, there is a rise of 33%. EBITDA, a 57% rise, resulting in a value of 116 crores, and the profit after tax going up by 54% from 50.18 crores to 76.68 crores. Our margins during the quarter have also been increasing, and the earnings per share has gone up from 4.3 to 6.69. From the investor perspective, the market capitalization has gone up from 2,568 crores as on 31st March 2023 to 6,590 crores. So on the whole, both the physical performance and the results of the physical performance, that is the financial performance, have been good during Q1. So with that, I end my introductory address. Now, I'm open for any questions that you have.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one on the touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We'll take the first question from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, if you could help us on P17 Alpha, what is the physical progress for individual vessels? How is this expected to see the execution trajectory over the next 2 to 3 years?
Thank you, Mr. Natarajan. P17 Alpha, as I had mentioned, is our main project, that is our main revenue owner. And as on the 30th of June, plus, as I had mentioned, plus 13,700 crore order book value was remaining. As far as the physical progress is concerned, the first ship, that is the ship which is launched last year, now crossed 55% of physical progress. That is as on the 30th of June, and currently we are almost at 58% of physical progress. With the second ship at around 47%, and the third ship, which was at 32% as on the 30th of June, has now been launched, as I stated, on 17th of August with approximately 37+% of physical progress. Now, all these ships are in advanced stage of construction, and now we'll move on to the outfitting phase, where the equipment that has been lowered will be installed and buttoned up. And over the next 2 to 3 years, that is from now we are in 2023, the first ship is expected to be delivered in 2025 mid, and the second ship early 2026, and the third ship during mid of 2026. That is, we are targeting August-September 2026. So this is a natural gives you an overview of the P-17 Alpha project.
Sure. Sir, on the anti-submarine shallow watercraft, can you help us understand how is the execution, revenue execution expected this year and next year? Also on NGOPV, what will be the numbers looking like?
Okay. Now, as far as the ASW shallow watercraft project is concerned, now this project comprises of 8 vessels. And as I mentioned, 3 of these vessels have already been launched. And as on the 30th of June, we have around 5,400+ crores order book value remaining. Now, we intend to delivering the first of these ships, the first of class, in the current financial year, and two of these ships during the next financial year, and intend completing this project by FY27. That means between 2023 and 27, all the 8 ships will be delivered. Now, the ships which have been launched, the 3 ships which have been launched are currently undergoing the outfitting stage. And this is when the equipment get lowered and so will the revenue increase. So if you want a ballpark assessment of the revenue accrual, this 5,400 odd crores will be exhausted in the next 4 years, with 2025 being the peak year from this particular project.
Got it, sir. But when I look at the quarter on quarter also some improvement, as in it has not really moved as such, because last quarter we had 5,500 crore, which is down only to 5,400 crore. So it's not a 1.5% per month kind of a linear projections that we should build in.
Absolutely. It's a very interesting question. It doesn't work in a shipbuilding, which I've tried explaining that shipbuilding, the revenue accrual is not a linear, it doesn't follow a linear pattern. It depends upon what stage of construction the ship is. The maximum revenue accrual is when a ship crosses 40 and then moves up to 60%, where the equipment gets lowered. Now we are in a stage where the 3 ships which have been launched already, they have started giving revenue. So this you're absolutely right when we have gone down from around 5,500 crores to 5,400 crores, which means we would have just in the last quarter taken up just about 100 crores from this project. This figure is likely to remain the same even in the next quarter. But in the third and fourth quarters, you'll see a sharp rise in this when the next few ships come to this level of maturity. So to answer your question, in shipbuilding, revenue accrual does not form a linear pattern. It purely depends upon the type and the phase in which the ship is under construction. Now, this is an 8-ship project. In the 3 ships launched, 2 ships are approaching the launch stage. So in the next quarter also, I see similar results from this particular project. But next quarter and the next quarter, you should see a hike in the revenue accrual.
Got it, sir. From a capacity standpoint, the yard utilization, I see that you are engaging even with subcontractors like L&T to outsource some work. Is it because you are already, the hands are full, you may not really want to chase new orders, you want to complete the existing order backlog, which puts a question to what beyond the current capacity you want to expand? Can you touch on those strategic aspects? That will be really helpful.
Yes. As far as, thank you, again an interesting question. As far as the capacity is concerned, now there are two, I would like to put it in this fashion. There is a pre-launch phase, that means before the ship is launched onto water, you need dry docks and slip bays to undertake the work where once they are occupied, you will be able to, I mean, your building capacity is limited to the number of dry docks and slip bays you have. Then comes the phase after the ship is launched, where the ship is tied alongside berths or jetties, as we call, where the outfitting happens. Now, in case of dry docks and slip bays, we have adequate capacity. Actually, we have spare capacity. In case of berths, again, there is no shortage. Plus, we have taken, I'm purely speaking about the facilities available in Calcutta, we have taken over 3 docks, which primarily at this juncture we are using for ship repair. But these are also captive dry docks with us, which can be used for shipbuilding also in case, should a situation come where the order book exceeds our capacity or when it reaches our capacity. In addition, we have taken over a facility from the Central Inland Water Transport Corporation, which is called Rajabagan Dockyard, where over the years, depending upon our needs, we have revitalized, because this is a different facility. Now we have transformed into a full-fledged shipbuilding facility and we have revitalized the dry dock and slip bay. Now, coming to utilization of the capacity of other shipyards or subcontractors, that is purely a business strategy. That is to facilitate concurrent construction. The very fact that GRFC has been able to launch 3 anti-submarine shallow water crafts and all the 4 survey vessels is a testimony to the fact that we are effectively utilizing the spare capacity of other shipyards or other partner yards and the subcontractors to facilitate concurrent construction. Now, if the order book and pipeline for both the Navy and the Coast Guard is well known. So should any more order come, they have adequate capacity and spare capacity to take on these orders. I made a very general statement, but should a need be there, I can elaborate further.
Got it, sir. I will get back into the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Dipen Vakil from Incred Equities. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on a great set of quarter. So my first question is in the line of the current market scenario. So can you throw some light on the current market scenario in terms of new order pipeline and opportunities going ahead?
Thank you, Mr. Vakil. Yes, at the outset, thank you. We had a very good Q1, and we've been maintaining the tempo in the coming quarters also. Now, as far as the orders on the anvil, currently there are two projects of Coast Guard for which we have submitted our bids against their RFPs. This, one of them is the 14 fast patrol vessel project, which I had mentioned during the last earnings call, that we were eagerly waiting for this. Now we have submitted the bid, the technical evaluation process is on, and we expect the bid to be opened sometime in the current quarter. This would approximately be around 1,200 to 1,400 crores, that's the assessment. And in addition, there is another project again for the Indian Coast Guard, again around 2,000 odd crores for a 6 ocean-going patrol vessel requirement. In addition, also the technical evaluation has been completed. A polar research vessel for NCPOR, that is a DRDO organization. Order value could be to the tune of 750 to 900 crores. So these are the three projects where we expect bids to be opened during the current quarter. These are what is immediately in the plate. What is likely to come up thereafter is Navy is likely to come up with an RFP for 2 multi-purpose vessels. Approximate order value could be to the tune of around 1,500 crores. This RFP is expected during the current calendar year, plus the 5 next generation survey vessels, follow-on survey vessels, with an order value of around 3,500 crores, plus 21 water jet FSP for the Indian Navy, approximately 2,500 crores order value. This RFI has already been published, and we expect the RFP to come out during calendar year 24, along with the next generation corvette, which we are eagerly waiting for, 8 next generation corvettes for which AON was recorded in May 2022. We expect the RFP to come out in 2024 calendar year towards end. So this in a nutshell gives you an overview as to what is in the pipeline in the immediate year, that is current year and the next calendar year. I would not go beyond that because there are many more projects both of Navy and the Coast Guard, which are on the anvil, including the next generation destroyers and the MCMV project. Surprisingly, the news came out last week that Navy would be going in for the MCMV project on a competitive basis. So this gives you a reasonable picture on what is in store for JRC and other shipyards.
Got it, sir. So, and my second question is in the line of, so you mentioned that you had delivered an underwater unmanned vehicle this quarter. So, is it a concrete order or it was more like a user trial? Can you give some light on that? So, do we have more orders on that?
See, yes, it is a technology demonstrator. It was not against a firm order. This is a technology demonstrator that we proved successfully in collaboration with an MSME. Surprisingly, it's an MSME is our partner in this project. It's an unmanned autonomous vehicle, and this is actually proved and just got the capability of multiple types of payload and has been proven to a depth of 300 meters. Now, the Navy has was recently stated in one of their interactions that Navy is going in for an unmanned, they got an unmanned roadmap, that is they're looking for platforms capable of operating in subsurface, surface and aerial domains. In keeping with this requirement that is coming up with the Navy, and of course we are confident that the Coast Guard will follow suit, we have gone aggressive and we do not want to lose the first move of advantage, and therefore we are moving again all three domains. You had mentioned about this underwater autonomous vessel. That definitely would address with more fine-tuning and user trials the underwater autonomous requirements of the customer, that is Navy. We are also moving in towards autonomy in the surface and aerial domains also. That is aerial as in drones capable of marine platform operations and unmanned surface vessels. This is going to be a future vertical that would have huge potential with Navy and Coast Guard. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. That was really helpful, and all the best for FY24.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Swetra Jain from ANS Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sir, if you could help us giving us some sense on the revenue target for FY24 and FY25.
I'm parroting what I... Thank you, Ms. Lee. I'm just parroting what I have mentioned consistently over the last four concalls that I have been in the chair at this shipyard, that we have an order book of, as I mentioned, 24,546 crores as of 30th of June 23. As per our build strategy and the current project execution program, this entire order book is expected to be completed by FY27. And, I'll give you just a background. FY22, we had a revenue from operations of around 1,785 crores, 86 crores. FY23, we have 2,561 crores. So we are moving up, and we have seen our Q1 results. We already dispatched 756 crores. So I reiterate what I stated earlier, that FY24, 25, and 26 are going to be our peak financial year, considering our order book position and the project maturity status. I know the answer is a bit roundabout, but I hope it meets your query.
Yeah, no worries, sir. So also I have a follow-up. Like you were, in the earlier participant's question, you were giving the order pipeline, right, the bid pipeline. So I just wanted to understand, you were talking about three projects that we are expecting in this financial year. So have you already submitted the bid, or the RFP is still to be out, is what I kind of missed that?
Ma'am, all the three RFPs are out, and we have submitted the bid for all three projects. Two of the projects, the sixth ocean going petrol vessel and that research vessel for DRDO, the technical negotiations already been completed, and the bid opening is expected sometime during the current quarter. As far as the 14 FPV project is concerned, again the bid has been submitted. In our association, the price would be opened in the next 2 to 3 months. So all three, yes, bids submitted. The balance what I have mentioned is where we are expecting the RFPs to come out.
Understood. And so what would be the order value for 8 next generation corvette?
See, ma'am, the AON has been accorded by the Defense Acquisition Council in May 2022 for 32,000 crores. So that is the expected order value.
Okay. And sir, you had also said that you are also expecting an RFP for Navy for 2,500 crores. So what was that? I kind of missed that. I'm so sorry.
See, Navy is coming up with a project for which RFI is already out. This is for the next generation water jet FAQs. That is water jet fast attack crafts, 21 of them. And there's a small vessel, which is actually some of our niche products, having delivered plus 30 Fast Petrol buses and for the Waterjet SAP. So we have adequate experience and here for this Waterjet SAP, next generation Waterjet SAP. The order value is likely to be between 2200 to 2600. So that's why stated a figure of about 2500 crores.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. That's all from my side. Thank you.
Pleasure.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Venkatesh Subramaniam from Logic Tree. Please go ahead.
So actually, my question has been answered just from the previous one. Thank you very much, sir. All the best. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Subramaniam.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Kunal Mehta from Equirus Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity. So can you just dwell a bit on the ship repair segment?
Thank you, Mr. Mehta. Ship repair still in nascent stages. We have but the positive point is that we have 100% occupancy of the three docks, dry docks that we have taken over from Calcutta Port Trust. Currently, ship repair contributes around just about, I would say, around 1.5% of our overall revenue. Order book, we have currently about 70 to 80 crores of order book from ship repair. As I mentioned, we are starting in a modest fashion, but the opportunity here is phenomenal. Since the most of the Coast Guard refits in this region are being undertaken by us, we already made a foothold in this. What we are looking for is to stabilize here and enhance our revenue at least by 4x in the next 3 to 4 years.
Thank you. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Harshit Kapadia from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of results, sir. Can you give us an order book breakup in terms of P-17 Alpha, survey vessels, and ASW Corvette? That would be helpful. That will be the first question.
I will thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harshad. As far as the order value remaining, I will cover that. Is that what you intend? Then I'll cover that. The P-17 Alpha, we currently have an order book order value of 13,745 crores remaining out of the 19,293 crores. And if water craft, we have 5,438 crores remaining for execution. And the survey vessel large project, we have 1,382 crores. This is the order book value that is remaining for execution.
Okay. And on the next generation Corvette, the AON was supposed to be 36,000 crores. I think you mentioned 32,000 crores. Is there a revision in the AON?
Yes. You're absolutely right. There's a typo which I had in my handwriting. Yes, it is 36,000 crores. Correct. You're absolutely right. The AON was accorded for 36,000 crores for eight ships.
And L1 will get 5 and L2 will get 3. Is that the same thing or there is no change in that format, right?
No change. As per the Navy's requirements which they have indicated, the L1 will get 5 ships with the L2 getting 3 ships.
And lastly, just probably I missed it, the RFP document which you're supposed to submit, has it been submitted or when it is likely to be submitted and when the tenders are expected to be opened?
You're talking about the next generation Corvette, right?
Yes, sir, next generation Corvette.
See, Navy is in the process of formalizing the statement of technical requirements and the RFP documentation. We expect the RFP to come out during the latter half of 2024. Which means almost a year from now, 10 months to 11 months from now. The latter half of 2024 only, the RFP will come out.
Okay. That was really helpful, sir. And I also wanted to check, probably somebody had asked this, but I missed it, but landing platform docks, what's the status on that particular order? Four numbers of LPDs were there, and I think GRSC was looking to, you know, participate in this new platform for them. So any update on that, and would GRSC still remain to be a vital player in this segment, or since you are adding new product in your categories on the UAV side, the unmanned vehicle side, do you think you will have a lesser attention to this category?
I'd like to clarify that as a defense shipyard, our focus was and will be, primary focus will be on a domestic warship building. That is the purpose for which the government has set us up. But at the same time, to remain competitive and also to gain first movers advantage in segments like autonomous vessels or green energy platforms, we will be diversifying in this area, but without compromising on our core competency, which has been built over the last 62 years on warship building. So what I'm trying to convey is that our warship building focus will not get diluted. Now, as far as the landing ship, landing platform dock, LPDs are concerned, yes, Navy, from their perspective plan, as we are aware, Navy has the requirement of landing platform dock. At this moment, we do not have a clarity as to when the RFP will come out. Yes, they have a requirement. The clarity is not there as of now as to when the RFP will come out. And when it comes out, definitely JRFP would be a participant in the bidding process.
Understood, sir. And I know, sir, you have repeated time and again on the margin front that you would want to achieve a 10% PAT margin. But just wanted to, you know, check with you. As your turnover now is going to be at its peak in next 3 years, as you have also highlighted, do we expect EBITDA margin, excluding other income, should also move to a double-digit margin level, or it would not be fair to assume that?
I'd again like to put it in our perspective. As far as the income is concerned, the so-called other income is also an integral part of what translates into our profit. As far as the margins are concerned, be it EBITDA margin or be it the PAT margin, now, we in shipbuilding industry have for a conventional successful industry, the PAT margins are anything beyond 7.5 to 8%. And as evident from our performance during the current quarter, we have been able to post margins beyond that. So we, based on our current order book and also fully understanding that the revenue will peak during the next 2 to 3 years based on our order book, we are confident of maintaining similar margins in future also. From the investor perspective, we will be maintaining similar margins in future also.
Thank you for answering all the questions and wishing you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Harrison.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Padimal Mithani from Credential Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Harrison.
Good afternoon, sir. And thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. So I just wanted to know, since there are four central defense shipyards, how do you differentiate yourself in terms of the ship repair, since it's a nascent industry right now for you? Can you highlight how...
Could you come again from the beginning? What was the question? Could you please repeat?
Mr. Mithani, I have a request to use your handset, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, sir? Now it's clear?
Yes.
Loud and clear.
Yeah. So since there are four defense shipyards in the country and in the central PSU side, how do you differentiate yourself in terms of ship repair? Because there's Cochin shipyard, there is Mezcon dock. And what is the way that we are trying to go ahead? Because all of them have ship repair as a part of their strategy going forward. How do you foresee yourself in the future for that?
Yes, there are, thank you, Mr. Parmal, for the question. Yes, there are five of us plus Larsen & Toubro shipyard also, private shipyard, in the fray for ship repairs in addition to shipbuilding. I have stated this before, that JRSC was, I repeat, was not focusing much on ship repairs because we had adequate orders in terms of shipbuilding and other business verticals that we have, that is the building bridges, diesel engines and so on. But we decided that this is an area where opportunities were adding galore. So we decided as a corporate strategy that we will focus on ship repairs. Towards that, the steps have already been taken. We created a dedicated ship repair division in the company and also taken over three dry docks from the Kolkata Port Trust. Now, both our counterparts in this shipbuilding, counterpart shipyards, what you mentioned, the four DPSUs, the three more DPSUs plus Cochin Shipyard and LNP, they have lost experience in ship repairs, established ship repair facilities and the vendor base. Our advantage is that we have taken over these docks, which is a completely segregated facility with dry docks ranging from 90 meters to 120 meters, and which is away from our ship building facility, but and yet located in Kolkata. So advantage is that we can use our vendor base and the OEM base as required to carry out ship repairs. We have started in a modest fashion, experimented successfully with the conductor of Coast Guard refits. What I have stated before also, our internal target is to quadruple our revenue from the ship repair segment over the next 3 to 4 years. So we have started in a modest fashion, stabilized ourselves. Now we are looking aggressively for more orders in this segment. But the other shipyards you mentioned are definitely more experienced in carrying out ship repairs. That perhaps, in at least in a couple of cases, that was their major source of income. Because for them, at that point of time, shipbuilding orders were far and few. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thanks for
helping. Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Amit Dixit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, sir. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. Since I joined the call late, so I mean, these might be a repeat of what you have already answered, so please bear with me. The first one is that there was a news that, you know, we have outsourced a portion of ASW, SWC and a survey vessel large order to L&T. I just wanted to understand the key driver behind it. Was it to forge a public-private partnership, or was it capacity constraint on our part at this point in time to execute the order?
Thank you, Mr. Dixit. As you rightly said, I had answered this question. I'll elaborate it more. Both the projects, yes, part construction of few of the ships of the Survey Vessel Large and the anti-submarine shallow watercraft projects have been outsourced to one of our partners. And this got a two-pronged approach. One, we wanted to utilize the spare capacity of capable shipyards in India to facilitate concurrent construction. And it is not only for these two projects. As a business strategy, we have also, within, of course, the shipyard that you mentioned is not based at Kolkata, it is in the East Coast. We have also outsourced part construction of two more projects to a minor shipyard in Kolkata, and successfully and completed both the projects. So the advantage is that we can leverage the spare capacity of these shipyards and facilitate concurrent construction, so that the large projects that we undertake within the shipyard go concurrently and smoothly along with these partnered facilities. And yes, this also is in line with the government's policy of encouraging public-private partnerships. So on both counts, yes. But it is not, I repeat, on account, no. It is not because of any sort of capacity constraints. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. That's helpful, sir. The second question is that if we look at this quarter, there was a very impressive growth in revenue. and EBITDA or whatever parameter you consider from a YOY perspective. Just wanted to understand what was driving it. If you can just, you know, drill down the execution part of your order between frigate and survey vessel large and all. If you can just let us know the execution, that how much did you execute in this quarter of each of these items, that would be very helpful.
Thank you. Yes, again, Q1, whichever the financial parameter that we take, starting from revenue from operations to EBITDA or profit after tax, the results have been very encouraging, and it is on two counts. One, the projects, all three projects that you mentioned, that is the P-17 Alpha, the WSL Large, and the anticipated shallow-water craft, all three projects have reached or reaching a level of project maturity wherein the equipment get pumped into the ships where they are integrated, and these give us revenue. Now, in a conventional shipbuilding project, if you take nearly 60 to 65%, depending upon the type of ship, the value comes from the equipment. And these equipment get lowered onto the ship when the ship goes between 40, depending, again, depending upon the class of ship, from 40 to 60% of construction. And we are currently in that phase. So, in FY23, now 24, 25, and to an extent in 26, our revenue is likely to be on an upward trajectory. Q1 is an indicator. Q1 FY24 is an indicator of what stage of project maturity that we are in, and what is on the anvil in the coming quarters and financial years.
Okay, so last one from my side. There has been a news that, you know, from Russia we were supposed to get two frigates. Of course, two of them are under construction at Goa Shipyard currently, but two of them are getting delayed. Now, because of obviously the payment crisis and all sorts of things, and we don't know how much time it will take for Russia-Ukraine crisis to get resolved, do you believe that the government can ask the domestic shipyards like yours to shoulder a part of that order, this frigate order, at least two numbers of that class?
See, you're right. There are four frigates being built. Two of them are being built in one of the Indian shipyards, and two of them are being built abroad at Russia. And for information, these are the only two ships out of the 63 ships and submarines that are being built for the nation. 61 are being built in India, and those two frigates that you mentioned are being built abroad. Now, our appreciation, this is purely GRSE's appreciation, that these two ships have already reached a stage wherein replication by building elsewhere would fetch any better results. The government is fully seized on the situation, and I'm very confident that they're doing the needful to get both these frigates completed ASAP. Thank you.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best.
Pleasure.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Venkatesh Subramanian from Logic Tree. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I wanted to get an idea of the kind of market opportunity, the total addressable opportunity that is available for all the shipyards over the next 3 to 5 years. And what is the targeted opportunity for GRSE? For example, you might have an internal blueprint based on the total market opportunity over the next 5 years. Do you have some sort of a vision that GRSE should be at this particular level by 2028 or 2030? If you could just give us a broad vision, that will be good for us to kind of plan for the long term, sir.
Interesting question. A leading question, actually. now, see, both the Navy and the Coast Guard, and it is evident, it is open source information that both the Navy and the Coast Guard are on a fleet expansion drive. And fleet expansion means naturally induction of new platforms, that is the ships and the submarines. Now, this is something which I have stated in many a fora, that there are four different shipyards, There is the Kochi shipyard, another PSU shipyard, the Lazarus Pedro shipyard, a couple of shipyards on the West Coast. And these are the players who are in the fray for getting these orders. Now, I'll give you a glimpse of the projects, major projects that are either for which the RFPs have been out or what are on the anvil as for our application.
Right.
As far as the Indian Coast Guard is concerned, two of the projects, the 14 FPV project and the 6 OPV project, total order value should be between 3,000 to 3,500 crores between both these projects put together. The technical negotiations are in progress and the price is expected to be opened from next month to the next 2-3 months. Plus, there is a polar, the DRDO, there is a project for a research vessel, approximately 750 to 800-900 crores, depending on who will submit. That again, the price is expected to be open. These are the three projects for which the bids have been submitted by the Indian shipyards. Now, coming to the projects on the anvil, the 8th and next generation corvettes, the AON already has got it by the DAC, 36,000 crores, 21 water jet replaces for the Indian Navy, approximately 2,500 crores. RFP expected to be out in 2024. Two multi-purpose vessels and the five next-generation survey vessels. Both put together could be the tune of around 5,000 crores. Both the projects put together, the RFP could be out towards the end of this calendar year or early next year. One will be fast interceptor craft for the Indian Navy, approximately 1,500 crores. RFP likely 24. Four LPD, it may come. Order value is high, 25 to 30,000 crores. When it is going to come, at this juncture, there is no quality, there is no clarity. Heat, next generation destroyer, the order value could be plus a lakh crore. The RFP could come out in the next 4 to 5 years, 12 mine countermeasure vessels for the Indian Navy, 32,000 crores. I think I have fashioned you. This is a glimpse of what is going to come in the next few years. Now, as I mentioned, we, JRP, have a very, very clear internal strategy as to which are the projects that we should aggressively bid, where our experience and expertise will fetch us, let us say, an edge. I have just talked about the Navy projects that is likely to come. Similarly, Coast Guard has also got a blueprint with next generation fast patrol vessels, OPVs, and so on. So there is adequate in the future for all the Indian shipyards, and with the government policy focusing on total Make in India, so we expect at least 95 to 97, whatever, close to 100% orders going to the Indian shipyards.
Oh, great answer, sir. So my understanding is, looking at the size of the opportunity over the next 5 years, even if our current order book gets exhausted by FY27, there is enough visibility and prospects for us to have a repeat or a better performance, say, from FY27 to FY32 over the next cycle, I'm asking. Yeah. Would that be the right assumption?
Absolutely. You're right. And just to give you an example, as our order book was getting executed and getting depleted, we got an order for the next generation ocean-going patrol vessels, four of them, as late as the 30th of March this year. We also are totally different non-shipbuilding segment. The 30mm naval standard gun, the value is not much, it's just about 250, but that's an opening for us. We are also going for low value but large volume autonomous platforms, which is going to be the future. We are also diversifying into green and that is the green energy vessels. So in a nutshell, as the order book gets executed, considering the opportunities available, one, in the domestic warship building scenario, second, export opportunities, third, ship repair, fourth, our diversified products, that is the autonomous and green energy products, our Bailey Bridges segment, which often does not get discussed, all put together, there is adequate potential in on the anvil for GRSP to maintain a healthy order book and accordingly good revenues.
Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Commodore P.R. Hari, Indian Navy retired Chairman and Managing Director, for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I have been able to answer most of your queries. There have been a couple of occasions where I have given you roundabout answers, but that is a good intent. But hopefully I have clarified all the queries that you had, both on our financial performance as of now and the future outlook. We have a healthy order book, and I repeat, very, very clear execution strategy, and our intent is towards new technology adoption. One, to improve our efficiency, and second, to diversify into verticals, specifically technology-based verticals, that is the green and autonomous energy platforms. And we are very confident that our performance, both physical and, of course, financial performance, will continue to be good as what we have demonstrated during Q1 24. Thank you, and I also thank Gaurav from Concept IR for steering this entire event. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.